Members, the hour of 12:45 having arrived, I will call to order the Monday, February 25th meeting of the Greater Minnesota Jobs and Economic Development Finance Division. We at quorum? Okay, we are not quite at quorum yet, but I think we can still get started. And of the members who have bills on the agenda, I do see Representative Morrison here, so we can get started with your bill. Thank you, Representative Morrison. Like I say, we don't quite have quorum yet, so we can at least get started with your bill. Once we get there, we can then officially move it. So please proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Like many areas in the state, Spring Park's water and sewer system is aging and badly in need of repairs. Spring Park's location on a narrow band of land between large bays on Lake Minnetonka make maintaining its sewer and water infrastructure all the more important. House File 1076 aims to do just that and requests a $5 million investment for water and sewer infrastructure. I have two testifiers here today. I'd like to invite Dan Tolsma, Spring Park City Administrator, to testify first.
Okay, yep, sounds good. Welcome to the division, sir. Please state your name for the record and proceed.
Dan Tolsma, I'm the City Administrator for Spring Park.
Thank you.
And I have a couple page memo that I prepared, and I hope everybody has a copy of that. I'd like to just briefly run through that, and I think it would help give everybody some critical background information. So I'll probably just start there if that's okay.
That sounds good. And I'm sorry, sir, can you please spell your name for committee staff here?
Sure, yeah. Tolsma.
Okay, thank you.
So the city of Spring Park is a small lake community on the western edge of Lake Minnetonka between the cities of Mound and Orono. The city's land area is roughly a third of 1 square mile, although it has a relatively dense population of 1,743 residents. Spring Park consists of approximately 300 single-family households, 7 apartment buildings, and 60 commercial establishments. The city is also heavily reliant on neighboring communities and independent contractors to provide several essential services, including snow plowing, police, and fire service. While the Lake Minnetonka area is known for some of the highest household incomes in the Twin Cities region, Spring Park is distinct in having a median household income of only $48,517, which is significantly lower than both Hennepin County at $71,154 and the state of Minnesota at $65,699. The distinction becomes even more striking when compared to our 4 closest neighboring communities, which have an average median household income of $140,390. Combined with the fact that Spring Park's median resident age is 57 years old, while the state of Minnesota median age is 38, and it becomes evident that Spring Park is not your typical suburb. While nearly every local government across the state is facing similar challenges in terms of keeping up with essential repairs and maintenance, Spring Park is unique, especially among suburban communities, in that we have a significantly older resident base with a considerably lower income level. In 2015, the city asked its engineering firm to conduct a comprehensive asset management study due to an increasing volume of water main breaks, sanitary sewer backups, and street failures. The goal of the study was to determine the age and condition of the city's approximately 1.5 miles of local streets, 2.4 miles of sidewalks, and 5.3 miles of water and sewer lines. The study concluded that the majority of the city's critical infrastructure is well past its expected lifetime. The city's engineer recommended that the city embark on a phased process of completely reconstructing and replacing the vast majority of water and sewer mains, as well as significant sections of the city's streets and sidewalks. Last year, the City Council began implementing the priority projects as recommended by the study, with the authorization of a joint project with Hennepin County to be completed this upcoming summer. This first project will result in several ADA and traffic signal improvements along the city's main corridor, County Road 15. The 2 remaining priority projects identified by the city's engineer include the complete reconstruction of city and county roads along with the replacement of significant portions of underlying water and sewer mains. The combined project cost of the three priority projects detailed above is $5.1 million, which closely corresponds to the amount requested in Bill 1076. While it may seem like a relatively modest amount for routine infrastructure maintenance, it should be noted that the city's entire annual budget for 2019 is only $2,267,631. The majority of the city's revenue is already coming from property taxes at just over $1 million and charges for water and sewer utilities at $725,000, which would both need to be increased dramatically to finance a traditional bond for the amount needed. Compounding the city's financial challenges is the fact that the city has received no LGA since 2010, which has had a significant impact on the city's overall finances. As recently as 2006, the city was receiving $88,756 annually for LGA. It is the hope of the city of Spring Park that there is an opportunity to partner with our state government in some form or another to help with the daunting task of updating our critical infrastructure without placing an excessive burden on our limited tax base. We realize that the reality of this situation will likely require a creative solution, and we are thankful for the interest Representative Morrison and Senator Osmick have taken in helping us find a way forward. Please accept our gratitude for the opportunity to be heard by this committee.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Tolsma. Any questions from members? Seeing none, at this time, members, we do have a quorum, so I would like to entertain a motion to approve the minutes from February 20th, 2019.
So moved.
Thank you, Representative Poppe. Representative Poppe moves for approval of the minutes from February 20th, 2019. Any discussion? Seeing none, yes.
Not regarding this.
Okay. Seeing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion prevails, and the minutes are approved from February 20th. And Representative Morrison, I will go ahead then and officially move your bill, House File 1076, to be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there anybody else from the... Oh, Representative Selk.
So this is where my question, I'm a little late to the... So can you share, if not as short as possible, what kinds of future planning is the city doing relative to creating escrow balances or that sort of thing?
Sure, yeah.
Mr. Tolsma.
So we have actually passed our first significant increase in our water and utility fees in just about 10 years. And part of that is obviously going in with the expectation that we're going to be doing some projects in the near future that are going to have to be paid for, and so we're hoping to kind of build up our balances in our water and sewer funds to help with that, most likely with the repayment of a bond of some sort. But that's one step that we've taken. I think the other major step that we took on in 2015 was obviously the asset management plan itself, that was something that as a city we've been kind of talking about for several years before actually building up the willpower to do it, so that in itself was a rather large accomplishment for our city, just to get that done and look at every piece of infrastructure in our city and give it some sort of condition assessment. And you know, that would ultimately, the goal of that plan was to guide our future capital projects and to help us give priority to which areas would need it most.
Representative Selk.
Just a little more information from that then.
Sure.
With that plan, at what rate would you be able to control or have fiscal ability to do normal upkeep, maintenance, likely repairs, replacement? I mean, I've never yet seen a city pipe that isn't broken sometime soon.
Yeah.
Mr. Tolsma.
You know, I think we have the increase that we just recently passed was in the neighborhood of 20%, and we found that would give us somewhere in the range of $150,000 more a year into our water and sewer funds to help with the ongoing depreciation of our capital infrastructure. The problem becomes when we're also looking at street and sidewalk repairs. We rely on our general fund, and as I noted in the memo, our general fund is just over $1 million, or our levy. So if we need an extra $100,000 out of that, that's, you know, a 10% increase, you know, with you know, just rounding numbers off. And so, you know, when we've looked at kind of the feasibility aspect and looking at some of the long-term numbers, our concern is really that, you know, we're going to have to probably do a 20% levy increase on top of additional water and sewer increases just to, if we were to go with a traditional bond route, just for the payback on that bond.
Thank you.
Any other questions from members? Seeing none, this is a public hearing. Is there anybody from the audience who wishes to testify for or against House File 1076? Seeing none, Representative Morrison, any final words?
Thank you for the opportunity to hear this bill in front of your committee, and I hope that we'll have the opportunity to be heard at Ways and Means. Mr. Chair, thank you.
All right, thank you. Members, I renew my motion that House File 1076 be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion prevails, and the bill is re-referred to Ways and Means. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members.
Thank you. All right. Next up, Representative Garofalo with House File 322.
This Lagarde was waving at me. Well, I tell you what, the neighborhood sure has gone to the dogs. I'm in a committee chaired by Ben Lean. Good Lord.
So far we've been handling.
I'm just kidding, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, members of the committee. If you could, Mr. Chairman, could you please move my bill for me?
Yes, Representative Garofalo, I move House File 322 be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Yeah, probably did the order of operations wrong there. Get the chair to move the bill, then insult them. Don't insult them first and then ask them to do it, right?
So, treats help too, but...
The treat is my 15th year here. How about that? Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to have this bill before you. As I'm sure members of the committee are familiar with, nothing new that you haven't seen in other cities. Many small cities in Minnesota are facing sort of a trifecta of issues with regards to their wastewater infrastructure plans. Number one, they're reaching the end of their planned life cycle from construction. Two, there are new federal and state burdens in the area of water quality that current plants are not meeting, or if they were to be upgraded, have significant costs. Third, finally, these communities are growing, so they're expanding beyond the capacity of the originally intention of these plans. And however, it's not enough to really pay for or have the tax base to pay for these new mandates and new items before you. What you have in front of you is a proposal to help out the city of Randolph. If you don't know, Randolph is actually in the 7-county metro area. It's in southern Dakota County, just over a 30-minute drive from here. Great community. 5 stars reading, 5 stars math. Happens to be the city where I won my first endorsing convention, so I got a little warm spark in my heart for it. But it's just a great community. But it's in the metro area on the outskirts of the 7-county metro area. So it's kind of a suburb of Cannon Falls, if you were to say. In addition, the Lake Bilsby Recreational Area is there. If you're ever looking for a place to go for a weekend of camping, you don't need to go up north 3 hours. Reservations are pretty, it gets booked up pretty quickly, but it's one of those places where you'd be surprised how many people in the Twin Cities area don't even know about it. But if you get a chance, sneak away to Randolph. It's a small town. Like I said, Lake Bilsby Lake is right there. It's a really cool, unique area. And if you get a chance, book some reservations there at the campsite and stay there. But the bill before you, again, is to assist with the wastewater infrastructure plants there. They're in a difficult spot right now. And, again, Randolph is no more unique than any other community except for the fact that it's in the 7-county metro area. So I have a testifier with me who can elaborate on this, but I'm happy to take, at the conclusion of the presentation, take members' questions and comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Groflo. Sir, please state your name for the record and proceed.
My name is Robert Applegren, Jr. I'm the mayor of Randolph. Thank you for allowing us to present our views on Bill 322 on behalf of the city of Randolph. I'm going to start off by saying we turned over our sewer inspections to Dakota County back in 2014, and they did a study in 2015 that brought us to the point of we have 181 existing systems, which are 169 residential and 12 non-residential systems. A total of 46 have failed the inspections to this point. They still work, they just don't meet the codes. And there are 41 residential and 5 non-residential, which amounted to 27%. It was indicated that at least another 20% more will be failing in the next few years for a total of 47% or more. We are very close to Chubb Creek, which flows into Lake Bilsby. So it's a groundwater deal, and we don't have any sewer system right now, so just each home has their own septic. We have elder residents in the cities, so it would be very nice to get some help for those and everybody else. As of right now, without any help, it's going to be $40,000 to $45,000 per house at this time without any help from the state or anybody else. I guess I don't really have anything else. I make a brief, and hopefully if I have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them if I can.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mr. Applegren. Any questions from members? Representative Anderson.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Sounds like we should give the city of Randolph some help, so I fully support the bill, Representative. And I just mentioned have a soft spot for Randolph as well. We passed a tractor rollover bill a couple of years back. You have a great high school, great FFA chapter down there, and they're one of the first in the state to get rollovers on there. They have a bunch of older tractors, so good job down there, and I fully support your bill.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Representative Poppy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'm just going to jump in on that. They also have a great tractor parade.
Yes.
So just if you want to spend a part of a day in Randolph, you don't even have to go to the campground, but you can spend part of a day and enjoy that as well. So that was all, Mr. Chair.
For those members, Representative Poppy, thanks for noticing that. I'd be curious offline, I'm wondering how you know about the tractor parade. But, well, yeah, but I mean, you're from Austin. I don't know how do you find out about the tractor parade in Randolph?
Representative Poppy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have a wonderful Ag Committee. We have a bipartisan Ag Committee. And so Representative Anderson, when he brought forward the rollover bill, we heard from the FFA chapter, and we learned about their tractor parade and saw some pictures then, and I was able to go the following year. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman and
Representative Groflo.
Yeah. I don't know if they still do, but they let the kids kind of come out of school.
Kids sit on the, if there's yard at that time, they'll sit out on the yard and watch the tractors go by. Almost everybody in town that's not working sits on their porches or wherever and watches the track. It's just a neat affair, to the old to the brand new to the big to the small lawn, you know, little lawnmowers even run through. It's just a neat experience.
Randolph's a really cool community. I mean, even like, you know, there's a former Twins player who came from Randolph.
Yep.
I mean, I don't want to say his name, but I mean, it's real, like, town ball, kind of like Meesville in that area is very active. But, you know, for any members of the committee who are interested, obviously it's about clean water in individual cities. But, you know, I do know that it's a word that's overused, but it's worth, we do have a crisis with septic systems in our state right now, in failing septic systems. And not everybody can be hooked up onto a centralized wastewater infrastructure plan. I get that. You can't have pipelines going everywhere. But we really do need to figure out a way to help people who are on septic systems, either by, like Randolph's doing, transitioning to more of a wastewater infrastructure system, or to those that are in decentralized or rural areas, getting them help to replace their septic systems. It's just not, I think there's, right now we'd all be honest that there's a lot of turning our heads the other way and ignoring the problem sort of stuff. These repair systems and replacements are in the area of tens of thousands of dollars that people just simply can't get financing for or can't pay for. But if there's any members of the committee who are interested in that, I have some ideas. But my ideas are less relevant this year than they used to be in the past. So if there's any members of the DFL majority who are interested, I'd be happy to talk with you about some ideas of what we can do to kind of improve these things.
Thank you, Representative Garofalo. Anybody from the audience wishes to testify for or against House File 322? Seeing none, Representative Garofalo, any final words?
Well, that'll do it. I'd appreciate members' support as this goes through the process.
All right. Thank you. Members, I renew my motion that House File 322 be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion prevails, and the bill is re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Okay, next up we have House File 1161, Representative Marquardt. Welcome to the committee, Representative Marquardt, and I will move your bill, House File 1161, to be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee, and thank you for moving the bill. So what this would do, this bill, is provide about $1.3 million from the PFA fund for sewer lines and about $2.3 million for drinking water lines in the city of Mahnomen. Now, the city of Mahnomen is located in west central Minnesota. It has an average median household of about 35,000, which is about 54% below the state's average. Has a very low tax base. Mahnomen, for the whole, the city of Mahnomen for the whole county, provides and services the only nursing home and the only hospital for the entire county and for the entire White Earth Reservation. And so they have, this is aging infrastructure. It's 40 to 60 years old. Just recently during the cold snap, they had four main breaks, three water, one sewer. And on January 30th, the temperature was minus 37 degrees. So, you know, we got down into the 20s here, but it was minus 37 there. And usually they can repair some of these breaks in quick order, but the back holes and such were, the diesel was frozen, the hydraulics were frozen, so it's a mess when they have this. So we need to repair this aging infrastructure in the city of Mahnomen. So with me is the mayor of the city, Dwayne Schuveller, and also the city administrator, Mitch Berg, who would like to testify on this bill.
Thank you, Representative Marquardt. Gentlemen, welcome to the division. Whoever would like to go first, please state your name for the record and proceed.
Honorable Chair, committee members, my name is Dwayne Schuveiler. I'm Mayor of Mahnomen. We would like to thank you for allowing us to present our $3.2 million water and sewer matching request. The city of Mahnomen is one of the poorest communities in the state of Minnesota with a median household income of $34,688. Or that of 54% of the state median. The city of Mahnomen also provides water and sewer services to two adjoining townships and a tribal housing development of which the median household income is $20,000. With an unemployment and an underemployment rate approaching 40% and over 26% of families with children living in poverty, the cost of providing city water and sewer can approach 8% of a family's median household income. Recovery of payment is already a challenge given an average of delinquency rate for users is over 22%, which according to a representative from the Minnesota Rural Water Association is nearly 300% higher than the average delinquency rate. Similar to many rural communities, our wastewater and water infrastructure is 50 to 100 years old. This is evident in the number of water and sewer main breaks that have occurred just within the past decade, of which you just heard of the latest. Additional health concerns have materialized, including an MDH study of 82 public water supply systems, which revealed Mahnomen as one of nine systems with microbes in our water supply system. Additionally, with our aging infrastructure, many of our water mains are lined with asbestos, which need to be replaced. The inability for the city to generate new revenue while maintaining and repairing the city's infrastructure has resulted in a significant drop in the city's net cash position. Our city is located entirely within the boundaries of the White Earth Indian Reservation, and the other factors already mentioned create other challenges. This includes an inability to utilize other revenue streams to fund the city's infrastructure needs. such as the ability to assess properties due to low property valuations. Therefore, the City of Mahnomen is requesting $3.2 million in state bonding dollars to be matched dollar for dollar to repair and replace up to 10,000 linear feet of efficient and undersized water mains, repair and replace or line up to 11,500 linear feet of deficient sewer mains, repair and replace manholes and storm sewer lines, acquire an emergency generator for water treatment plant and our well. The request for state bonding will not only serve to benefit Mahnomen, but also those residents and businesses located within the White Earth Indian Reservation and Mahnomen County. Since the city provides critical water and sewer services to the only hospital and nursing home and other critical business and institutions, this bonding request will help to promote economic development, reduce disparities, and promote equality for the reservation and region. We thank you for your time, Mr. Chair and committee members, and I will refer all questions to our administrator, Mr. Berg.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate it. Members, any questions? Seeing none, this is a public hearing. Is there anybody from the audience who wishes to testify for or against House File 1161? Seeing none, Representative Marquardt, any last words on the bill?
Well, I think the mayor laid out a lot of the concerns. This is a community that just doesn't have the tax base to be able to fund something like this, and it is an aged system that is breaking down quite a bit. So appreciate the committee hearing this and any consideration the committee would give towards this bill. Appreciate
All right.
that.
Thank you. Members, I will renew my motion at House File 1161.
Mr. Berg,
oh, yeah. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mitchell Berg, City Administrator from Mahnomen. I was asked to address a little bit about the PFA, Public Facilities Authority. We have in the past gone to the PFA, and if you can believe it, they have told us that we are not poverty eligible for any assistance. What makes Mahnomen unique is that roughly, I'd say, 30 to 40% of our market value is tax exempt, which means that a lot of that property is held in some form of trust land, which is very problematic for us because of how the formula for it determining if a community is eligible for a grant or not. If we were to exempt the federal trust land, for instance, we'd be eligible for up to a 60% grant through USDA. But because we have the federal trust land involved, we're not eligible for any state or federal assistance. And so this is kind of why we have gone for this bonding route rather than through a PFA request. The other thing that I could quickly mention is that unfortunately, it did not come in time, but we can certainly give your committee LA this. We do have a letter of support from the White Earth Nation for this bonding request. They do understand that this is important not just for the community, but for the fact that the community is the largest community on the White Earth Nation. It's very important for them in terms of promoting equity, attracting and retaining economic development and business retention and growth. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. That is helpful context just in relation to your local property tax base. And certainly I would welcome any letters of support from that. You can send it to either myself or either of the committee staff here. We can talk with you after to get email addresses and things like that. So any other questions, members? All right. Seeing none, I will renew my motion that House File 1161 be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion prevails, and the bill is re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you, Mr.
Gentlemen.
Chair and members. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
All right, last but certainly not least, Representative Lehman with House File 178. And as you're getting situated there with your testifiers, would you like to move your own bill?
I would.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, thank you very much for hearing our bill today, and I would ask that you would move House File 178 on to be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm so pleased to be here today. I am here with representatives from the city of Deer River. It's a small community that is about 15 miles west of Grand Rapids. If you're familiar with Grand Rapids, Minnesota, about 3.5-4 hours north of the Twin Cities. So they took a little hike to come down here today. But this is really important to the city of Deer River. They are the gateway to the Chippewa National Forest. And it's a small community, doesn't have a huge tax base, and yet they are home to a hospital and clinic, a vibrant school district, and a growing community. The problem is they can't grow. They are here today looking for $4.5 million to be appropriated to the PFA on their behalf for sanitary sewer, water, and storm sewer improvements. I want to also mention, I'm really pleased that Representative John Purcell is also a co-author on this bill and a big supporter of this project. So today with me, I have City Councilor Chris Reed. I have Mayor Mark Box.
City Administrator.
Pardon?
City Administrator.
City Administrator, excuse me. I knew that. And also to answer questions from SEH Engineering, Mike Larson is here. So I'd like to turn it over now to City Councilor Chris Reed.
Thank you, Representative Layman. And gentlemen, whoever would like to go first, just state your name for the record and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Chris Reed, City Council member in Deer River. We're just under 1,000 people. We're the intersection of Highway 2 and Highway 6. We're a small town that has a lot of heart, and we've been doing a lot of things to improve our city. One of the problems we had was high tax rates and a small tax base. Through annexation that we did a few years back, we were able to almost cut in half the tax rate on our citizens and grow our tax base and come up with a nice spot where we can put in an industrial park. But a problem that we have is our infrastructure. Our wastewater ponds are at capacity, are full. We've had to turn down offers from businesses to be annexed into town because we can't handle their cases. And we have developments that want to come into town and use our services that we can't do. Our trouble is, as I said, the ponds are full. They're at capacity. We've done what we can to reduce the INI in the ponds and to make some room, which has helped. But it's been tough to do. Another issue that we found, though, is that our infrastructure is aged enough. Our water mains are about 60 years old. Many of them are past their useful life. This winter, we also had a water main break, which then showed pipes that our maps say are newer are actually old and lead. Lead jointed pipes that need to be replaced, and so we have quite a bit that needs to be done there. Our stormwater system and these projects together, we have about $9 million worth of projects that need to be done, and we're working with the USDA and the PFA and looking at doing these projects. At the same time, the city is on its own tackling some of the infrastructure issues. We just did a $3.5 million project this summer and which did water, sewer, and roads and part of our town the worst of it. But we're actually a city that's looking ready to grow. We have people that are interested in coming in, but we just can't take them. One thing that we have done to alleviate some of these problems, we did do a 25% increase in our sewer and water rates a few years back, and now we've been keeping up with the costs. We've gone from losing money and subsidizing those enterprise funds with tax money to actually building a small reserve. Just looking at Deer River, one of our big issues is tax base and a lack of it. The county's average median household income is $47,761. Deer River, we're 27,794, and so we're trying to get as much as we can get done without overburdening the taxpayers of the city. So I thank you for the opportunity to speak on this, and we've got more here if anyone has questions.
All right. Thank you, Councilman Reed. And Mr. Box, did you care to provide testimony?
Yes, my name is Mark Box, City Administrator. Thank you for this opportunity. I just want to touch on Councilmember Reed touched on that we have increased our rates. So we have a water and sewer system that is sustaining itself at this time. But we put together a plan, an improvement plan, a capital improvement plan, in 2005. At that time, I was a city council member, not a city administrator. And we redid that plan in 2014. But what wasn't part of that plan, and it is coming into play, is some state projects that have been, we have State Highway 2 running through our city and State Highway 6. And in 2017, State Highway 2 did a total reconstruction that added about $654,000 to our debt. And upcoming, starting this summer, 2019-2020, we'll be doing about a mile of infrastructure under State Highway 6. And as Chris alluded to, that we had a water main break during that 50 below weather at the end of January, and we discovered that the water main that we hadn't anticipated replacing was in fact not what our city maps are showing as dated. It is old. It is actually half the thickness on the bottom wall than it is the top wall, and it's a cast pipe, and then we discovered they're all, as you said, lead sealed. So with that discovery, what's not in your packets right now, the $4.5 million, is an additional $1 million just to replace this water main. The city has taken steps, like we said, to make these utilities self-sustaining, and we've taken the steps to try to build a reserve. But when you have $30,000 water main breaks at a quite, you know, every year, they're not all $30,000, but this one really added up. Being under the state highway, it adds to the whole dynamics of the thing. So the city right now is at about $5 million in debt. And to be quite honest, I asked the council this year to not do a project, just to see if we can get some help through the bonding bill and through USDA. Just for that reason, we cannot afford to continue to raise the levy, you know, and to continue to have increasing debt, or we're going to be right back at being one of the highest tax communities in Itasca County. That's not going to happen. They agreed to that, but that's not going to happen. Because of the way the state has laid out their reconstruction project, we are going to have to move forward with spending about $900,000 this summer on this water main that we just discovered that needs to be replaced. So, and if the city were to do this all on their own, just if we were to move forward, because we've got to continue to try to make the improvements. I'm turning away developers that, you know, just this winter, again, I've had one developer come in and ask if we had land to do fourplex and duplex type living. Yep, the city has the land. I had another developer come in. Does the city have land? I want to do an apartment. Yes. But it's awfully disheartening when I can't say we can add you to our wastewater system because our ponds are at capacity, so it kind of stops the talk. So we have more, you know, we have issues with aging infrastructure, but we have a great issue on economic development. We cannot go out and seek people to come into our city. Just last month, I had a business that wants to relocate to the city of Deer River. If they can't find existing structure and they want to come to the city of Deer River, I don't know if I can add that, but that's potentially 24 jobs that would come to our community. So we have a great need. We have great debt, and quite frankly, I would hate to see that continue to rise and put that burden on the taxpayers. If we were to do this $10 million or $9 million project and assess this out, we'd be looking at assessing each entity approximately $21,000. And quite frankly, that's probably more than 60% of the people earn in a year in Deer River. So thank you. I stand for any questions.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Box. Any questions from members? Seeing none, this is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify for or against House File 178? Seeing none, Representative Lehman, would you care to final comments?
Yes, just like to again express my thanks, and I'm really hoping that this is the year for Deer River. As you can see, they're pretty much on hold until they can move forward with this project. So I would fully support this project moving forward this year if we can do it. Thank you.
Thank you. And would you also then like to renew your motion?
I would like to renew my motion to move House File 178 onto Ways and Means.
All right. Thank you. Members, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Motion prevails, and House File 178 is re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you.
And members, with that, our business is concluded. Unless anybody has anything else for the good of the order, we are adjourned.